here's a story from The World.
10 years and counting, that's how long the civil war has been going on in Syria. What began as a peaceful uprising against President Bashar al-Assad has now left an estimated 600,000 people dead or missing. Many Syrians now live in cities, large parts of which are rubble. We want to focus on the eventual rebuilding. Marwa al-Sabuni is an architect living in Homs, Syria's third largest city, and has just published a book called Building for Hope, Towards an Architecture of Belonging. Marwa, Homs, your city, your home, it became something of a symbol of the destruction in Syria. I'm wondering if you've seen any efforts at rebuilding yet, and what has struck you so far about how that's going?
Well, no rebuilding in a real sense has begun in any part of Syria. But if we are speaking about Homs, it's all about patching up people on their private endeavors, some renovation or some repairing. But on an official aspect, there's no real effort towards rebuilding whatsoever.
So in your book, Building for Hope, you talk about how to frame the re-envisioning of a city's architecture. The question you say should not be how our city should look, but rather how they should make us feel. Talk about that as a design strategy for Homs. Like in your mind, in your wildest imagination, what do you want Homs to feel like? How do you start thinking about that vision?
For my city, I don't need my wildest imagination. I just need to look at the priorities at the moment. We have so many people who are displaced. We need to, of course, provide housing for those people. The nature of the city is completely destroyed. So the river that used to go through the city needs rehabilitation. The orchards that provided income and provided food for the people also struggling. And there is a lot to repair, of course.
Marwa, your premise is that design, especially for these places that we call home, I mean, it's got to be intentional. We saw how fascism in Italy during World War II, and how the government used brutalism as a way to impress upon people its power. So do you impose a design scheme from up above and tell everyone to follow, or do you let the public decide how they want to live, how they want to build, and risk design chaos?
Obviously, nobody in their right mind wants to impose a fascist design process on people. And you want the feedback of the public and you want to include the needs and the aspiration of people. But what we as architects, we tend to overlook a feeling, which is belonging. And there is a real loss of the sense of belonging and the sense of neighborliness, not only in countries that are struggling like my own country, but also on a global level. The sense of homelessness is not only related to war now, it's also related to our modern life. We no longer belong to our cities and places.
So I really appreciated the conversations in your book between you and your daughter, whom you describe as a millennial. I mean, she believes a place like Dubai is the gold standard. She would seem to represent a lot of people who like clean lines and smooth surfaces where things are efficient. I mean, how do you explain what your vision of rebuilding a city is to her?
I know that she has this infatuation with the modern life and with what the consumer approach that we take on towards life in our times. But what I try to do is to show her, as my city showed me, that there is more to life than this model, and it's a destructive model. It's not a healthy thing to have cities that revolve around materialism and about inequality and injustice, as we see in the Gulf, and as we see in America as well. So it's our job as designers and as architects and builders, and also as citizens, to choose what those buildings that and those ideals that speak to our values and to our tastes and the conversation that is deeper than the material aspect that we are facing in a model like the Gulf model.
I'm curious, Marwa, why did you become an architect? How did you think that profession could help you help change the world?
Well, I have no dreams of changing the whole world, of course. I mean, it's enough for me to change my city or to change the reality that I see unfolding in front of my eyes day in and day out since the beginning of this war. My biggest dream is to see my country healing from this war, and I think we are not too far away from the solution. There are many strategies that were applied in our history. It has offered the humanity. Our history is full of those lessons, and I found many insights by going through that history and examine those which I offer in the book.
Marwa Al-Sabouni is an architect and author of the just-published Building for Hope, Towards an Architecture of Belonging. Marwa spoke with us from her home in Homs, Syria. Thank you very much. It was great to meet you.
Thank you so much.